Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
AOC is currently in Munich, Germany. She swiped Donald Trump's spot at the Munich Security Conference since he decided not to go. Watching Representative AOC and Governor Gavin Newsom represent us over in Munich, Germany is cathartic. Very cathartic to see admirable, respectable world leaders representing the United States. While they're at the Munich Security Conference, which I'll show you clips from, Donald Trump is quite literally praising dictators on his Truth Social. Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, has eroded their democracy, their free press, their free elections, so much so that it's no longer a pure democracy or a democracy at all. Donald Trump aspires to be Viktor Orban, and he's currently meeting with him, praising him on Truth Social. This is just absolutely sickening. Meanwhile, he attacks our allies like Canada, like Denmark and Greenland and Europe. He praises these enemies. Once more, let's go back to the cathartic part. Representative AOC, who is really emerging as an amazing leader within the Democratic Party. Obviously, she's different than Governor Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom plays a lot into the resist liberalism, the resist Trump, let's punch back very hard, and that is very necessary, very needed. I love the aggression. AOC, in my opinion, is giving a more forward-looking vision for the party that isn't solely unified on our opposition of Trumpism. It isn't solely based on how much we hate Donald Trump. She gives a lot of really good forward-looking ideas in this. Now, it's not to tear either of them down. I want to highlight and display both of their leadership on the global stage because it's really just a sight to see. Let's start off with AOC. A moderator asks her, "So when you run for president, are you going to impose some sort of wealth tax?" And I like how this question has in it the presupposition that AOC will someday be running for president. I see it too.
So when you run for president, are you going to impose a wealth tax or a billionaire's tax?
I don't think that I don't think that anyone, and that we don't have to wait for any one president to impose a wealth tax. I think that it needs to be done expeditiously.
And interestingly, when I wrote about wealth tax recently, and of course the big argument against this is always capital flight, the U.S. is actually uniquely placed to do it because you guys tax on the basis of citizenship, so people can't flee, you know? And even if you change your citizenship, there's basically an exit tax because you have to pay a tax on unrealized capital gains. I learned this just recently.
And building on top of that, even beyond increasing the current taxes that there are, we've talked on the show about how you can end a bunch of loopholes that exist within the current system so billionaires aren't able to abuse them and pay very little in taxes. There exist, I believe, 161, 162 different loopholes that billionaires can take advantage of. Some are actually good. Some are okay incentives. A lot of them are not good. If it's a loophole that incentivizes you to fix the climate and research cancer, that's fine. But a lot of these loopholes are meant for billionaires to just gain wealth, hoard wealth, and never distribute it back to the country that built said wealth. Here's AOC giving a really solid, in-depth analysis of why authoritarianism spreads across the world. This is genuinely some really great political analysis. And she even, throughout this interaction and in this clip, calls Trump an authoritarian. Make sure to point out that the United States has authoritarianism rising within it. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe, by the way, if you want to help support and boost the message of the future leaders of the Democratic Party like AOC.
Yes, that's absolutely right. You know, I think one of the connections and relationships that is under discussed, particularly in the security space, is the fact that I believe we're seeing an economy across economy around the world, including the United States, that extreme levels of income inequality lead to social instability and drives, in a sense, in authoritarianism, right-wing populism, and very dangerous domestic internal politics. And that is a direct outcome of not just income inequality, but the failure of democracies over decades to deliver. the failure to deliver higher wages, the failure to rein in corporations. You know, the point was just made about antitrust. In the United States, antitrust is such a foundational bedrock value, not just because the ascent of monopolies create the abuse of power in corporations and market power, but there is a level of market concentration and corporate consolidation where a massive company can get so big that its consolidated power can rival that of nation states. And democracies, we have elected leaders. And in massive corporations that then begin to consume the public sector, gobble up these spending, they start to call the shots. And we're starting to see this with some of the billionaire class throwing their weight around in domestic politics and in global politics as well. So it is of utmost urgent priority that we get our economic houses in order and deliver material gains for the working class, or else we will fall to a more isolated world governed by authoritarians that also do not deliver to working people.
I think that is very well said. The idea that income inequality rises or leads to the rise in authoritarianism is very well studied, very true, and then it becomes cyclical. The authoritarians then abuse their power to make the country more desperate, then there is more wealth inequality, then there are just two classes, the elites and the not elites. America is not at that point yet. We still have a middle class. We still have a healthy democracy, and we are going to dominate the midterms. I know that a lot of people feel like the midterms are a grim aspect due to Trump's meddling, but we are going to dominate through sheer power of numbers. Look at what happened in Minneapolis. Tom Homan has withdrawn troops multiple times because we won. People power won. They understand that they are going to get voted out in the midterms in numbers, and they're trying to tone that down. Here is AOC directly calling out Donald Trump.
Just a 20-second follow-up, really, just quick. Are there any particular institutions that a Democratic administration would want to save? Like your voters, is it NATO? Is it the climate accord? Is it the Iran nuclear? Are there some things where, just give me a lily pad.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think we need to revisit our commitments to international aid. Not just USAID, but the dozens of global compacts that the current Secretary of State and President Trump have withdrawn from. They are looking to withdraw the United States from the entire world so that we can turn into an age of authoritarianisms, of authoritarians that can carve out the world where Donald Trump can command the Western Hemisphere and Latin America as his personal sandbox, where Putin can saber rattle around Europe and try to bully around our own allies there, and for essentially authoritarians to have their own geographic domains. And it actually is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It is our global alliances that can be a hard stop against authoritarian consolidation of.
Yes, these global alliances are necessary, and that's why Trump is trying to knock them down. Very well said from AOC. Governor Gavin Newsom is equally as impressive when he gives an answer at the Munich Security Conference. You know, on his way there, he made a joke about Kristi Noem. Remember, Kristi Noem was just exposed this morning for allegedly cheating for years and years on Corey Lewandowski, her top aide. And one of the stories resulted in Corey Lewandowski firing a Coast Guard pilot. Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled his take on Kristi Noem's special airplane blanket. Remember this morning, Kristi Noem was revealed to have had her, you know, cheating boyfriend, her not real boyfriend, fire somebody because she left a blanket on a plane and the pilot didn't realize it. They then had to rehire that pilot because they couldn't get home. They were trapped. But Governor Gavin Newsom said, breaking, Kristi Noem blanket reveal. This wasn't actually the blanket, but it would be really funny if this was the blanket that Kristi Noem left behind. Governor Gavin Newsom in Munich, right here.
Many have called Joe Biden the climate president, but that didn't help with his reelection. So how important do you think climate issues will be back for the 2028 presidential election?
Well, you may not believe in science, but you got to believe your own eyes. I mean, people are burning up, choking up, heating up. We have simultaneous droughts and floods. historic wildfires. You know maybe little about California. You've seen those images of these wildfires. Talk about being as dumb as we want to be. Places, lifestyles, tradition, being wiped off the map. Greenville, you know, Paradise, California. And so this issue has been brought home in a very personal way, not a political way. And Senator Whitehouse is here. He's also someone that deeply understands that climate risk is financial risk. It's becoming uninsurable. This is an economic issue, not just a moral issue. It's not just a competitiveness issue. And so it's incredibly important that we talk in those terms to address some of the political dynamics. But it's, again, something we're on the other side in California. It's a big blue state, but also has more Republicans than most Republican states. And we have long moved beyond the partisanship on this issue because there is no Republican thermometer. There's no Democratic thermometer. There's just reality. And people in my state have been mugged by reality. Those that have been in denial understand that we're on the other side of the debate.
Wow. Imagine this. Imagine this. We have a leader representing us who actually believes in climate change for once. That would be absolutely amazing. We have a leader representing us who understands the threat of authoritarianism and how it interweaves with wealth inequality and even social media and all of that. Absolutely amazing. Now, unfortunately, to give you the other side, we did also have Lindsey Graham over in Munich at the Munich Security Conference, and he said, who gives a shit who owns Greenland, therefore undermining the sovereignty of Denmark and Greenland itself?
So here's what I tell my European friends. Greenland is behind us, but the goal is to get outcomes.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit who owns Greenland? I don't. So the point is, Greenland is going to be more fortified.
Right.
Because Donald Trump, once he feels like it's his brand or his some buy-in, is going to go big.
You think the issue, though, is behind us?
I think so. Ronald Reagan said something that's very compelling to me. He said, nobody washes a rental car.
Yeah. Right.
So
Lindsey Graham should never quote Ronald Reagan. He is a disgrace to the Republican Party.
At least I don't.
Right.
And
you got to have some skin in the game. Yeah.
I think he's gotten Greenland where he's got skin in the game. It was a stupid, if Trump wants it, we have to say no.
Right.
It wasn't that. It was that Trump wouldn't rule out military action against our NATO allies. Absolutely sickening. If you like having different leaders representing us on the global stage, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. And peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.